This is Harriet Kamek, the host of Down to Earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today on our show, we're continuing our series in talking about shepherds. And today we're going to expand it into who are shepherds. And we're going to show you from the Word of God that not only are pastors shepherds, but shepherds are also leaders. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And of course, we're using as our background, the text is taken from the Holy Scriptures, Zechariah chapter 10. And we're going to start reading that and show you exactly what God means in this time. This is a specific time in history. We're at this crux, especially us as a country. We have to confront ourselves, the best part of ourselves and the worst of ourselves. We had beliefs that coincided and they collided, resulting in an anticlimactic situation in 2021. So now that we are evolving out of 2020, out of 2021, and as we move forward, who exactly are we and what is God saying to the people who are leading us? We have to understand and we have to take some culpability and know that there is a final accountability. I believe that nowadays part of our problem is that nobody thinks they're accountable to anyone. Everybody thinks I'm my own person, I'm my own king, I'm my own ruler, I am responsible, I don't have to answer to anyone. We see that a lot today in terms of people who run large companies and large corporations who are just randomly laying people off for no reason. They expect us to believe that they don't have enough money to pay their staff. No, they don't. They just simply have no accountability. They're not even accountable to the government. The government is like, my hands are off it. That's private industry. We're a capitalist society. I can't tell companies what to do. Meanwhile, we, the people, are sitting back and saying, well, who is accountable to us? So now God is saying, is anybody listening to me? Is there anyone who is willing to hear? So today I want to talk about the neglect of the shepherds and how the shepherd found himself without a flock. And why is that crucial? Because that's what is happening. Many of these fanboys who are running corporations today are suddenly going to find themselves without sheep. They're going to find themselves without a flock. Everybody wants to take on the role of being leader. And I am the pastor, I'm the king, I'm the God, I'm the conqueror. I'm everything and everyone comes to me. But when it comes time for the bottom line to help people in need, suddenly there's a void. Suddenly there's nothing. Where's all the fanfare? You just want the trappings of power and you want the fanfare and the loud noise in the marketplace where people are like, oh, king, oh, God, oh, governor, oh, king, oh, senator, oh, this, oh, that. But you don't want the accountability that goes with it. You want to be called CEO, but when it's time to be the chief executive and be the chief of the executives to administrate, suddenly the fanfare is over. So we're going to talk about that today. I know that was a lot to take in and so on, but these are the times that we live in. And for the love of God, somebody has to talk about it. Somebody has to call it out. It's not enough to just have talking heads on TV run amok and just keep talking about the same political divisiveness. It's time for us to draw attention to where the people are. It's one thing for you to sit on TV and collect a $1 million contract and talk about political divisiveness. But right here, I need to know what's going to happen to the people who fired me. What's going to happen to the people who laid me off? How is God? Is there anybody who these folks are accountable to? Amen? Amen. But first, let me tell you a little bit about me. If this is the first time that you're watching this broadcast or listening to this podcast, my name is Harriet Kamek. I'm an author and speaker. I'm also the founder of the Exodus Foundation, the organization through which we provide services to folks and women in our community. So for more information about how we're in the fight to erase human trafficking in our community, go to our website, www.theexodusfoundation.com, and be a part of our movement. And if at all, and you feel led to help us in this, we welcome your donations. As usual, you can find more information about how to do that at theexodusfoundation.com. Thank you so very much for listening and your support. By watching this broadcast and by listening to this podcast, your support is helping us to stay on the air. Amen? Amen. So thank you so much. So we want to go right into the scriptures. It's Zechariah chapter 10. And as usual, I am reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it starts by saying this, Zechariah chapter 10. Now, Zechariah was a prophet in the Old Testament, yeah? And he lived about the time of Haggai and Haggai the prophet. So these are referenced as the minor prophets of the Old Testament, because the major prophets, of course, are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. After that, here comes the minor prophets. Let me say something. Minor doesn't mean that they were any less of a prophet. It just means the scope and the length of time that they were a prophet was smaller. Yeah? You will find that Isaiah has more than 50 chapters. That means he had a wider scope. He lived a little bit longer. He was helping the leaders and prophesying to the leaders longer. So minor doesn't mean he was a little known prophet. It just means that his scope and his area of authority was smaller compared to the minor prophets. So we just want to put that out there, because there might be people out there who said, well, Harriet, I don't run a Big Ten university, or I don't run a big company. Your role is no less minor. You are not a minor person. You may say, well, Harriet, I'm not the majority ethnic value in my society or in my country. You are not a minor person. Your role in the role of humanity is just as important. You are here for a purpose, and that purpose is defined by God. Amen? Just like in Zechariah's case. Amen? So Zechariah chapter 10, we start reading at verse 1, and it says right here in the New King James Version, let's get to it. It says verse 1, it says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. Now, I don't know about you, but last year when California was in heat and drought, I, among many, were on my knees asking God to send the latter rain, asking God to make sure California had enough rain and had enough water so the aquifers would be filled and the drought would cease off the land. I was concerned that if we didn't have enough water and enough rain, that there wouldn't be any food in our food baskets. So what is God saying? He says, come to me. Look, listen. He's saying, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. Listen, the Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain and grass in the field for everyone. This is an instruction. God is saying, you need something? Come to me. Do you want rain for your crops? Come to me. The Lord will send flashing clouds because the heavens water the earth. He will give showers of rain so that grass will grow. And listen to this. Here's verse 2. For the idols speak delusion, the diviners envision lies and tell false dreams, they comfort in vain. The idols speak delusion. We have, look at around our world today. I'm just telling you, I want you to think of the world today. High prices, inflation, out of control, controlling everything, every morsel of food, every product that we consume. And yet you have people telling people, don't worry, God is going to do this and God is going to take care of you. You just need to smile and be positive and everything like magic is just going to be overturned. That's what the Bible is referring to as the diviners. And that they speak delusion. They're comforting you in vain. They're telling you everything is going to be all right, but tomorrow morning you go to work and get a pink slip. That's not all right. It's not all right. And so the Lord is saying they're telling false dreams. They're comforting in vain. And therefore the people wend their way like sheep. The people are like, okay, I guess you're not really feeling the optimism because the reality is not a construct that is relatable and it's not intertwining. There are seasons in our lives when we do tell people everything is going to be okay, because God tells us to tell the people that everything is going to be okay. He will come and he will say, this is going to happen, but don't worry about it. I got the fix behind it. That's a different story. God is not saying that in this season. He's not telling us everything is going to be okay. He's saying, I want you to come to me. I want you to, when we come to him, therefore, he's going to give us instructions. So he's going to tell us what is it that we should do. So you have all these people pontificating and postulating and telling people that all you have to do is smile and be gracious and everything is going to. No, it's not. Because the economists are not telling us that and the realities are not telling us that. Amen. Amen. And here is the thing. in verse 2, at the end of verse 2, it says, therefore, the people went their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. So the shepherd then is a leader. So if he's telling you that everything is going to be all right and you don't believe me, check this out. A large tech company in early January of 2023 took its entire executive staff to Switzerland to have a party at which a major rock star performed. By 4 a.m., people were receiving what? Emails saying they were fired. Do you see where I'm coming from? So that was what? Comforting the people in vain. And the people were in trouble because there was no shepherd. What a duplicitous thing to have done, right? My anger is kindled against the shepherds and I will punish the goatherds. So God is saying, I am angry with the shepherds. And he's going to punish us for listening to the shepherds when we know we should have gone to God and asked him for directions ourselves. Whoa, I know you're saying to me, but Harriet, we should listen to the shepherd. Well, if the shepherd is not telling you the truth and it's not lining up with your idea of reality and it's not lining up with what you think it should be like, then you should not listen to that shepherd. You should listen to God. We should always listen to God. Because here is what God says. He says, for the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and he will make them as his royal horse in the battle. And I just want us all to, I want you to think about that for just a second. Think about that. The Lord says they are divining and they're not telling us the truth. They are not comforting us. They're comforting us in vain. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decrease so that you might increase. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of my hearts find acceptance in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I pray for the comfort of your people as we go through this time. I pray that your people will hear these words and recognize that you are speaking to us even now. I pray right now, O God, that you will heal the sick among us. You will heal the shut in. That you will be Jehovah Jaffa, Jehovah Jireh, that you will provide for us. You'll be Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals us. You'll be Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, the Lord our strength, the Lord our redeemer, the Lord our keeper. I pray right now, oh God, that you surround us with angels day and night, that you heal somebody who is on a hospital floor, begging you for the life of their loved one, begging you for the life of their child. I pray that you regulate blood sugar, that you will deliver us, oh God. And I pray right now, Jesus, that you give us a supernatural, overnight, expeditious deliverance in 24 hours for somebody from joblessness, for somebody from bank foreclosure, for somebody from bankruptcy. Jesus, hear our prayer as we humble ourselves before you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the neglect of the shepherds. And I want to talk to you about who is a shepherd. Because so often people like to say, I'm the shepherd of the flock. And they pontificate and postulate. Now, my brothers and sisters, I have nothing against you being confident in who you are as a person. I have nothing against you feeling your power or feeling that you need to express your authority. I have nothing against that. I just want to know, where do you get your authority from? So the same authority that you think you should come to the people and say something, where do you get yours from? So you, I'm looking at you, but I'm also pointing back at me. So where do I get mine from? The Word of God. So when I come to you to say something, know that it is backed up by the Word of God, that I have that as my authority. That means I have spent time. So I'm not a leader of industry, but I am a Bible teacher. So what do you find me doing all the live long day? I'm reading the Bible and I'm praying so that I can hear clearly what God is saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, if I were a leader of industry, in the industry that I'm in, what would I be doing? I'd be reading the tomes for that industry. I'd be studying the markets, yeah? And I would be able to come and say to you, this is what is happening in this industry and this is what is relevant to this industry. So the relevance there comes from the industry you're in. So who then is a shepherd? A shepherd is a leader. And who are the people? So there are a group of people in a company. Who is in charge there? The leader. He is the shepherd. There are a group of people in a state. Who is in charge there? The governor. The governor is the shepherd. Whether you like it or not, shepherd is not confined to a gender. Shepherd is the leader of the people. So who is the leader in the Senate? That's the shepherd. Who is the leader in the House of Representatives? That's the shepherd. Who is the leader in charge of agriculture? That's the Secretary of Agriculture here in America. That's how our governmental system is set up. That's the shepherd. Who is in charge of America? The president. That's the shepherd. Who is in charge of the opposition? Who? That's the guy who is in charge of the other party. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the shepherd is the leader. In your division, in your state, in your municipality, there is a leader. That's the shepherd. In your company, there is a shepherd. In your church, there is a shepherd. So then we get the idea. Shepherds are leaders. God has given the shepherds the authority and the power to rule his people. He has said to them, this is what I want you to do. So therefore, people in public policy who orchestrate and administrate public policy are supposed to pass laws that help the people. Hello? They're supposed to pass laws that aid the people and bring comfort to the people. Those who run companies who are shepherds, they're supposed to do what? They're supposed to execute their company in such a way that it does what? It helps the people. God says right here, I didn't write it, you heard me read it, right here in Zechariah chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. I read it in your hearing. God says he's angry with the shepherds. Why? The people are suffering. 50,000 people have lost their jobs in one industry. Then causing banks to go what? To go into receivership. Because people start pulling their money out of banks because the bank is dependent on deposits. And then they take the deposits and buy treasury bills that they then make money off. So when everybody starts pulling their money out of the bank, what it causes is the underpinning of the bank is gone. So that bank collapses, which causes a ripple effect across all industries because there are other people who do business with the bank. That's the exact responsibility of a shepherd. So you look at these companies who are firing people for no reason. Then people become fanboys. Yes, I'm angry with them because God is angry with them. And we should be angry at them because they're fanboys. So one guy gets up one morning and says, well, you know, I look at my balance sheet and I'm taking in $10 billion, but I'm paying out $4 billion in salaries. So if I reduce the $4 billion in salaries, I would have more money to make. So he fires people. And instead he says, well, I reduced my payout by $2 billion. I'm still better off. So the other guy over there is saying, wait, I'm looking at their balance sheet too. If they do it, why aren't we doing it to make money? And so the people are like, woe is me. Oh God, what am I going to do? You realize these are human beings' lives that you are hurting? So people don't have a job. If they don't have a job, they can't pay rent. They can't pay a mortgage. The kids can't go to school. You realize there are people who need the health insurance to take care of life-changing medication for children. There are people who need, who you realize they fired people who were sick and needed the health insurance for the cancer medication to keep them alive. Hello, somebody. God is angry with the shepherds. I didn't write it. So if you look across the land, maybe not just my land, I live in the United States, this is my country, but there might be in your land. And if you see drought, now you know why. God is saying, I'm angry with the shepherds. They did not tell the people what was coming. So, okay. So for those of us who say we're Christians and we go to church, blah, blah, blah. Where were the preachers who are the shepherds, the spiritual shepherds, to now come and tell the people? So you have one group of shepherds who run the country. That's one. They like to call it the natural. That's the political. That's social, cultural, civic, political. Then you have the spiritual shepherd. Where was he? So God is saying that I have scattered the goats. But you know something? Guess who else was bad? It's not just the shepherds who were bad. Who else was bad? There was also people among the flock who were bad. Because the shepherd can't do it in a vacuum by himself. He doesn't exist in a vacuum. So if he wants to fire people, he writes the email. Who sends the email? Who then does the actual reaching down to people? The HR lady, the HR guy. Do you see what I'm saying? There are people among the flock who are just as bad. God is angry with all of us. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The difference is the just lives by our faith. That means that when God is angry, he's angry at everybody. So when he sends out the drought, it affects all of us. We have to know, come to God. That's what he's saying. Come to me and pray to me. So for all of us who are in jeopardy of losing our jobs, we're in jeopardy because there, people are fanboys now. So it spreads like wildfire. You ever notice how bad behavior spreads like wildfire? But kindness is a thing that is hardly ever have a broad scale application. Kindness, I wish we could be, because then nobody has stepped into the foray and said, whoa, man, you can't fire 15,000 people or 18,000 people. I'm not talking about 1,800, 18,000 people without the ripple effect in the economy. That means it's 18,000 less Starbucks being bought. It's 18,000 less visits to McDonald's. That means people who work at McDonald's will be laid off. That means people who make the food sold at McDonald's will be laid off. That means people can't go to Walmart to buy. They can't go to Target to shop. So those places are going to lay off people too. The ripple effects. That means apartment buildings are going to go empty because now landlords won't have anybody to rent anywhere. So now people will be homeless. Come on, God is angry with the shepherds. God is angry with all of us. It's not just the preachers who are going to get the fire. He's going to be angry at everybody else who stood by and watched the people being taken advantage of. So now what is going to happen? He says that the people come to me. You know that scripture that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray to me, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. That's what he's saying right here. Come to me in the time of the latter rain. This is that time. This is the time of the latter rain. We need the latter rain. What is the rain here? The rain here is the blessing from God. The rain here is we need God to bless us in spite of the fact that I work for a fanboy who runs a big tech company. I work for a fanboy who runs another company. I work for a fanboy who runs an energy company. I work in an industry where people just randomly want to fire people. God will send the latter rain. Oh, I, Harriet Gail Kemmock, I'm going to have to get down on my knees and pray for God to send the latter rain. Even if my boss tomorrow morning gets up and feels like he should write a pink slip and he should distribute that pink slip, I am going to pray for the latter rain, because the Bible says God sends the flashing clouds. The flashing clouds is a demonstration of his power. He's going to demonstrate from the heavens who is in charge, because today on the earth, everybody thinks they're in charge. Don't you see them trying to get to sky? They're trying to get to space. They're trying to do everything else because they think that suddenly they're the biggest ones on the planet. So they can just randomly fire people because you are dispensable. You're nobody. You're not a human being made up of flesh and muscle and sinew and cells. We drive past people all the time who are homeless. My friends, I'm telling you what is coming. We're going to see people homeless in droves. We're going to drive past whole cities. It's happening now. It's going to be exacerbated. God is saying, before it's too late, my brothers and sisters, let us go to God. You got to understand that all have sacrificed and God is angry. The anger God has is like a fatherly love. Like my children do something I told them not to do. I said, don't go there. And they didn't listen to me, but they still went there. I still love them. So I'm going to punish them by, I'm going to listen to your complaint. I'm not going to answer right away because I'm angry with you, but I love you. But I don't want what befalls you, the evil, to befall you. So I'm going to still want you to listen. So the next time you will hear me. Amen. In due time, God will hear and feed his flock. Shepherds are leaders. Shepherds are managers. They're CEOs. Shepherds are teachers, principals, superintendents. Shepherds are in charge of the police force. Shepherds are in charge of the army. Shepherds are in charge of the economy. Shepherds are economists. Shepherds are the leaders of banks. I don't know. There's another bank coming that's going to start shaking and it's going to really make us shake. God is angry with us all. The government is supposed to keep the people together. Let me say that one more time. It is the government's job, wherever the government is, The government is supposed to keep the people together. Our responsibility is supposed to obey the laws of the land. Amen. It means, therefore, that the military power, the economic power, the civic power, the social power, all the things that come together to make our society, God says, I hold all of them accountable for my people, all of us. So you might be sitting there and you're saying, well, Harriet, who am I? You are a shepherd. It is your responsibility. You're sitting there saying, but tomorrow morning I have to go lay some people off my industry. I don't have enough. I want you to think about it. And I want you to go on your knees and ask God, what is the right thing to do? I want you to pray and ask him, send me the latter rain. Ask him for direction. Is there something else that I could do before I release these people? Because releasing them is going to cause hardship on them. My friends, my brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, please be aware of the decisions that you make. Please, oh my friends, understand that we are in charge of people. You have the power. I'm asking you to use that power wisely. And for those of us who are spiritual shepherds, I need you to go and pray right now. Pray that another bank doesn't fail, because there is another bank coming that is having problems and it's shaking and it's going to shake us all up before the end of this week, by the end of the week. I am saying to all of us, the neglect of the shepherd. The shepherd has neglected his duties. He's asleep at the switch. Maybe you spent too much time not reading the balance sheet properly. Maybe you actually took the words of someone else. Maybe you took bad advice. Maybe you didn't listen. There's one thing you can do right now. Can we just come together and pray and ask God for the latter rain? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the latter rain over our country right now. I pray for the safety of the citizens of our country right now, of this country and every country. I pray right now that you speak to the leaders of industry, that you speak to the leaders who run companies right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you that you send the latter rain. Give them another chance. Give them another chance, oh God, so that they can come to you and give them an answer to save your people. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will get a supernatural, overnight, expeditious deliverance in 24 hours from this. So in the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to give us the name, give us the blessing. In Jesus' name, be blessed, everybody.